We fulfill the obligation to pray daily by composing our own prayers and praying privately. After the restoration of the Second Temple, the Great Assembly, led by Ezra, instituted the standardized Jewish communal service, as well as the obligation of Jewish individuals to participate in these services. There arose, both in Israel and in the diaspora, places set aside to pray communally. Thus was born the place of Jewish gathering, Beis Knesses in Hebrew, and synagogue in Greek. The Hebrew word for a synagogue is not Beis Tefillah, house of prayer, but Beis Knesses, house of gathering. Its holiness stems from its use as a gathering place for the Jewish community. Jewish public prayer is not chorus recitation, but the joining together of individual Jewish prayers. A synagogue does not attempt to reflect God's majesty or grandeur, nor hint at his majesty, but rather it binds together the Jewish individuals into a greater whole, into a whole greater than the sum of its parts, to reach up to the heavens. As the Torah states about the Mishkan of God in the desert, "And you shall make for me a temple, and I shall dwell in your midst." This, therefore, is the beauty of the Shul, a place where Jewish people join together for a common purpose of holiness.